the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome. We're talking about the concept of sacrifice in the view of Islam. I invite you to listen to us.
حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 6th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 3rd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we listen to verse 37 of Chapter Al-Hajj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين.
Their meat will not reach Allah, nor will their blood. But what reaches him is piety from you. Thus have we subjected them to you, that you may glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and give good tidings to the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The flesh of animals which is given as almsgiving, and the blood which is shed on the ground as the result of slaughtering camels are not things that can attract the pleasure of Allah, but the thing that attracts the content of Allah, the Almighty, is your piety, sincerity, and pure intention. This good news is for those who utilize these divine blessings in the path of obeying Him, Allah, and they fulfill their duties in the best form, and especially do not show any shortcoming in spending out in the cause of Allah.
Allah, 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 ma lana maulan siwa Allah, Allah.
We're discussing about Islam and sacrifice. Sacrifice is the stuff of which good and successful ordinary human lives are made. Without it, life will be devoid of peace, harmony, and cooperation, full of conflict and discord, a prey to self-centeredness, covetousness, and immediate gratification of desires. Moreover, neither families nor communities can exist or achieve cohesive and strength without some sacrifice on the part of their members. Also, no human endeavor can succeed in reaching its goal unless one sacrifices things valued or desired. What is true of ordinary human life and endeavor, whatever its nature or importance, is certainty, much more true of Islamic lifestyle. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the sacrifice and its role in people's lifestyle. As we find it to be the case in most ethical trends and ethical recommendations, people are invited and recommended to help the needy and those people who may be in need of receiving any help. And when receiving and when giving help to other people means that we have to devote whatever has already been put aside for ourselves, and we may be in need of those items or those things, yet we give them to those people who are in utter need of, in dire need of those items or those things. It's called sacrifice. And what's important in this connection is that, sacrifice and proving to be a person who is ready to show his sacrifice to other people is appreciated not only by Muslim communities and religious people. However, it's a feature that's very much appreciated by even non-Muslims and those people who may not believe in any divine religion. In this connection, it's indicated that in the Islamic religion, in many contexts, sacrifice is highly, highly remarkable.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your life.
Now we look at things to sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Number one, dunya, this world. We may never truly understand just how much our hearts are attached to the dunya, this world, until we decide to give it up for the sake of Allah. We can sacrifice the dunya, this world, through the simplest acts. Give up some of the time you may spend on social media or watching a movie to read Quran and learn about Islam. How about sacrificing some of your sleep and wake up on the time of night prayer to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah grant us all the ability to have a strong faith and strength and willingness to give up whatever comes between us and Allah, so that we may gain nearness to Him. At this part, we'll look at Karbala for a short time, an unforgettable sacrifice for Islam. The contemporary world, its socio-political structure and civilizational growth, owe a great measure of gratitude to sacrifice and leadership of a few people of yore who have left indelible footprints on the sands of time. Imam Hussein's name stands out among these people as one whose supreme sacrifice against ignorance, tyranny, and oppression, and to uphold human rights, truth, and justice will never be forgotten from human memory, surmising on the rise and breakdown of societies and civilizations in his great work. A study of history, Professor Arnold Toynbee concludes that societies and civilizations develop under guidance of a very small group of leaders. He observes that when a society deteriorates and it seems that it is beyond any hope of reform, God chooses to send his vicegerent, who in behavior and conduct displays his qualities and virtues. It appears to human eye as if God himself had descended on earth in the grasp of man to redeem humanity from the darkness and chaos. Hussein, Professor Toynbee writes, is one of these vicegerents of Allah sent to dispel ignorance and to reform society of that time in history.
Ooh, 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 ooh. come and read the story and the events of Ashura and what Imam Hussein alayhi salam did in Karbala. What truly stands out brilliantly throughout the stories of the day of Ashura is how Imam Hussein alayhi salam managed to preserve the rights against him. How Imam Hussein alayhi salam maintained huququllah and huquq al-nas. You see, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if you read his story and you concentrate on this fact, you will find that the Imam, he managed in an unbelievable way, in an exemplary, outstanding way, he managed to preserve all the rights that were against him. Never did he violate any of the rights. Never did he transcend or exceed any of the rights towards Allah nor any other human being. Even though, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam throughout those days, those were difficult times. It was desperate conditions. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's conditions were dire. And any time you see someone when he's in a tragedy, he doesn't care about rights and rules, correct? When you're facing a tragedy, the last thing on your mind is, what are the rights against me, towards Allah, towards other people? Some people lose their minds when there are tragedies. And especially the tragedies that Aba Abdullah al-Hussein faced on the day of Ashura, that a mountain could not withstand. But yet, he was so strong, he was so resilient, my friends, that he was still able to preserve and maintain all the rights against him. The rights towards Allah and the rights towards other human beings. Do you know why? Do you know why Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even while he was being killed, even while they were killing his children in front of him, while they killed his 6-month-old baby on his lap, can you remain thinking logically after your child is killed right in front of your eyes while you're holding him? Can you think straight after something like that happens? Can you even think about Allah and other people's rights? Some people, the smallest thing happens, that's it. They neglect and abandon all the wajibat. Oh, because of the smallest excuse, because I had a meeting. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, even in those dire conditions, he never forgot the huquq that were towards him. Do you know why? Because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is a role model. And when you're a role model 24/7, no matter what the conditions are. There are some people, anytime they're comfortable, yes, they're such good people. But as soon as they run into problems, hardships, you see the other side of that person. You see a completely different person. And that's why in Arabic there's a famous expression that says, عند تقلب الأحوال يعرف أو تعرف جواهر الرجال. You want to know the essence of someone? You want to see the true personality of someone? Come and see him when he is facing a big problem. We become angry, rage, we lose our minds, we do stupid things, we lose patience, so on and so forth, correct? Sometimes we turn into animals because of how impatient and angry we become.
Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought. Hello everyone, and let us listen to a famous saying by the Holy Prophet's fifth infallible successor, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, regarding the negative consequences of anger. Never take away or usurp anyone's property.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful hadith, which has been transmitted and narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about poverty. Specifically, it's about the poverty which is praiseworthy and the poverty which is not praiseworthy, which is disparaged. It's interesting to note that in this hadith, the Imam was asked about one of the sayings of Abu Dhar. Abu Dhar was one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very famous companion, very close companion of the Prophet, as well as, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Abu Dhar is narrated to have said, "There are three things that people hate, but I love. I love death. I love poverty, and I love tribulation, calamities, al-bala, as we say in Arabic." So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about this saying of Abu Dhar, and he said the following: "This is not as they have understood it," meaning people haven't truly understood the meaning of this hadith. "What he meant is that death in the obedience of God, in the obedience of Allah, is more beloved to me than a life of disobedience." Right? So there's a condition here to the desirability of death. If it's death in the path of the obedience of God, is better than life. Not a death which is a death in the state of being disobedient to God. Then the Imam said, "Poverty in the obedience of Allah is more beloved to me than wealth accompanied with disobedience to Allah. This is not categorically true that poverty is good. No, poverty, if it's accompanied with the obedience to God, is good. Otherwise, no. Wealth, which is accompanied with obedience, is better than poverty, which is accompanied by disobedience or leads to disobedience of God. And then finally, the Imam said, and tribulation, calamities, problems, which are accompanied by the obedience to God, this is more beloved to me than good health with disobedience to God. Right, but some people, you know, when they're afflicted with calamities, sickness, poverty, and these kind of things, they become disobedient to God, they become ungrateful to God. They're grateful to Him and thankful to Him when they are in a good state of health, when there is no problems, right? Right, so this is not true of these people. For them, good health and these kind of things are better for them, right? You know, there's a famous prayer in which we ask God to not afflict us with a problem which we do not have the capacity to bear. La tuhammil alayna ma la taqata lana bih. Right, so this is interesting hadith in that Imam clarifies good poverty or praiseworthy poverty and disparaged poverty. And as well as a good death, a praiseworthy death, and a disparaged death, praiseworthy calamities and disparaged calamities. Kind of echoing the same theme, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, poverty with us, meaning with our wilayat, with our guardianship, is better than wealth with other than us, and death with us, meaning in a state of obedience to us, is better than life with other than us. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at praiseworthy and disparaged poverty in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Let's inshallah continue reciting Surah Al-Baqarah from the very first ayah. Actually, we recited the first two ayahs, but we will continue inshallah. And once again, we'll recite this ayah. And the thing that we will focus on is to practice the rules of tajweed with these lessons, okay? With this ayat of the Quran, Kareem. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Fawad, and Hussein Musa, ready, inshallah, to go and recite the surah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألف لام ميم
ألف لام ميم
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
هدى للمتقين
هدى للمتقين
هدى تنوين فتحة right that ي is ألف مقصورة
yes
so هدى if you stop it becomes هدى
so here للمتقين is again إدغام مثلين
yeah لل إدغام مثلين but
because of تشديد
yeah but تنوين تنوين of هدى هدى with لام
إدغام
إدغام
هدل
إدغام with غنة or without غنة
without
with غنة
with gunna it is lam yes
without
yamun
gunna lam and ra
yes
yamun
lam and
ra
okay hudal lil muttaqin hudal lil muttaqin simply just move on okay next one
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ
أحسن We have like واو مادي here we have ياي مادي we have yes ألف مادي we have so where is the ياي مادي here ال
يقيمون
الذين ياي مادي ذي ياي مادي or يامد يؤمنوا واو مد right
yes
بالغيب what is this يا غيب غيب what type of mad is it
غيب
Why? Huh?
Maddu tabi'i?
No, the other
lean,
one.
Maddu
lean. Ah, maddu lean.
Lean. Yes, yes.
Is it? Aw, a. Yes. We had this, yes? Aw and a. I, like, yes. We mean, I mean, yai sakin and waw sakin before them, we have a fatha. If we have fatha plus waw sakin or yai sakin, that is maddu lean.
Lean. Two counts.
Bil ghaib, ghaib, ghaib. Right?
Yes.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب
right
e u a
yes
this sound e u a الذين يؤمنون بالغيب
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب
right next one ويقي again
ويقي
يا عماد yes Muna, Waumad, Salah, Alifmad, right?
Yes.
Alifmad. And Mimma. What rule is applied here?
Idgham Mislain.
Idgham Mislain. Mimma, Mim Mushaddad. Okay, we have Mim Mushaddad. Mimma, okay. Three Mim we have. Me, then Mim Sakin, then again Mim with Fatha. Mim, Ma. So, mim sakin we have, plus mim, idgham mithlain. Mim, for how many counts?
Two counts.
Two counts, right, Hussein? For two yes. counts. Wa mimma, wa mimma razaq. What rule is applied here?
Qalqala,
yes. Qalqala, okay. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. What rule is applied here?
Yunfiqoon.
Yun, nun sakin.
Ikhfa.
Why?
Because you're hiding the sound.
Nun. Yeah, I'm hiding the sound, but why? I'm hiding the sound. Nun sakin
because
plus.
Because it's fa after.
It's fa.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
rest of the letter.
The rest of the letters.
Yes.
Ikhfa, fa, fa. It has fa. Ikhfa.
Yes.
So. ينفقون right
yes
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Okay, let's go on. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ
أحسن. We have two types of mad here. Two mad we have here. بِمَا وَمَا. So, who can tell me what is بِمَا, the mad of بِمَا? What type of mad is it? The names were difficult, yes?
Yes.
So, let me guide you, okay?
Fata.
No. Let me guide you.
It was a mad that we learned the last.
Yeah, the last.
بِمَا.
Is it mad wajib muttasil or mad?
Wajib.
No. Wajib munfasil?
No.
Not wajib. It was...
غير واجب.
غير واجب.
Yeah,
غير واجب.
Munfasil.
Munfasil.
Yes.
What is it?
بِمَا أُنزِلَ.
Is it mad wajib munfasil or mad?
Wajib munfasil, I think.
Or mad jaiz munfasil. Is it jaiz munfasil or wajib muttasil?
Jaiz munfasil.
That's right, but what? Why?
I don't know.
Look, why. I told you... When it is muttasil, it means that the mat and the hamza, they both are in the same word. The muttasil, they're connected. It means they are in the same word.
Yeah, yeah.
So the letters in one word, they are connected to one another. So hamza and mat are in the same word. But bima unzila. Look, two words we have.
Yeah.
Ma, the mat is on the first word. Ma and the hamza is the next word. Yes. Unzila.
Unzila.
Are they connected?
No.
They're not connected. So separated. What was separated? What was the meaning of separated? Munfasil.
Munfasil.
Yes.
Munfasil. Separated. Yeah. No. So munfasil means separated. Now we understood that it is not muttasil. It is munfasil. So when it is munfasil, and I told you if the letter hamza and the mad are not in the same word, it is jaiz. It is not wajib to prolong it for six counts. Or for four counts, five counts. Okay? So it is jaiz. So you could recite this way. Hussein Rohla, recite it without stretching the sound.
Bima unzila?
Yeah, wal-ladhina.
Wal-ladhina yu'minuna bima unzila.
Ahsan. Wal-ladhina yu'minuna bima unzila. Just alif mad. Natural mad. Because it has an alif. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك again وما we have mad on the top of alif it is in this word بما أنزل again hamza is the next word not the same word okay
yes,
so here
yes.
again we have madul jaizul
munfasil
okay so yes. this is jaiz munfasil not wajib muttasil so you could recite this way
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Right? I didn't prolong the sound.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you can prolong the sound.
Yes.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Right? I prolong the mat. So recite, all of you, prolong the mat for kind of five counts, five to six counts. Okay. Go on, one, two, three.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون
أحسن أحسن فواتس باتري just died
I'm a kid.
But he's alive still, alhamdulillah. So, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ. So, do we have any إِدْغَام إِخْفَاء إِظْهَار rule here? Who can find? I had given you three steps. First, find تنوين or نون ساكن. Second, take a look at the next letter. Third, check out what rule should you apply based on the letter coming after.
There's an izhar.
Okay, izhar. MashaAllah, because it's the letter za, and za is from the throat letters, yes? From hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. Where is za?
Ikhfa, unzila.
So it is?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, rest of the letters. Not yarmalun, not ba, not...
So why do we pronounce it like unzila?
We don't pronounce... You just pronounce it that way. I didn't.
You say woman. Okay.
No. Bima I heard the sound.
Yes. Bima unzila.
But that was your recitation. That was
your recitation. You just said it fast.
Okay.
Because of that.
No, that was your recitation. No. Do not blame me. Okay. We have unzila ikhfa. And next one.
One more time, unzila.
Well, one more time, unzila. One more time, ikhfa. Do not change it from what to iqlab, okay? This is again the same. So, is there any noon sakin?
No.
No.
MashaAllah. Could I lend you my glasses?
Min.
Min qablika.
Min qablika. Take a look.
Yeah,
min. Min, noon sakin, qaf, qablika. So, MashaAllah. It is qaf, iqlab, yes?
Yeah, yes.
No. Qutbajal, I don't know.
No, it's hard.
Qalqala.
No, not
izhar, mashallah. Izhar is qaf. It's not ghain, it's qaf.
Hello. Ikhfa, it is also.
Ikhfa, again, rest of the letters.
Ikhfa and qalqala too.
But I told you, kaf, sheen, qaf. The heavy letters, okay?
Yeah.
So there is a special ikhfa. Ikhfa, kind of a heavy ikhfa. Mio. Because your sound has to go kind of close to.
Is there any qalqala here?
No qalqala. Qaf is mutaharriq. When qaf is sakin, qalqala is applied. So, min qablika. Can you say this?
Heavy ikhfa.
Yeah, heavy ikhfa. Yes. Can you recite? Min qablika.
Min qablika.
That's it. Just kind of because it approaches to the letter qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter, that's why. Qa. And it has fatha as well.
Yes.
Min qablika.
Min.
That's it. Is there any other rule as well?
Yes.
Hum. Mim sakin. Mim sakin. What's the rule for mim sakin?
Nothing.
Hum yuqinun. It is ikhfa.
Hum yuqinun this way? That was when the letter ba comes.
Izhar.
Izhar.
Yeah.
No rule. Izhar. Nothing is changed.
Hum and yuqinun. Another do stop.
Okay.
Yuqinun.
Good. Thank you so much. Thanks to all the friends who helped us hold this kind of sessions. Special thanks goes to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي.
معتمدي ورجائي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
I didn't leave us to fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein the slain
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. We discussed the true meaning of la'n, also the true definition of the word al, and how and why we have translated it into clan of and tribe. And we started introducing Ziyad and Marwan in order to get to know their al and their tribe and clan. In the previous episode, we discussed Ziyad ibn Abi. We said that based on historical records, Ziyad is the product of Sumayya, a slave girl who worked during the Age of Ignorance. He was born in the house of Ubaid, and he was called Ziyad ibn Ubaid. And thereafter, Muawiyah attached him to himself as a brother. When the empire of Umayyah fell, he came to be known as Ziyad ibn Abihi, which means Ziyad, the son of his father, and also Ziyad ibn Sumayyah, and his technonym was Abu al-Mughayra. This action of Muawiyah, I mean, attaching Ziyad to himself, was clearly contrary to the Islamic law, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam had said, "Al-waladu lil-firash." وَلِلْعَاهِرِ الْحَجَرِ The born child belongs to the bed where it was conceived, and the adulterer must be deprived. So, since Sumayya conceived Ziyad while she was the wife of Ubaid, it was legally incorrect of Muawiyah to attach Ziyad to Abu Sufyan and consider him as his brother. According to the Islamic laws, Ziyad should be taken as the child of Ubaid, and Abu Sufyan has no relationship to him whatsoever. Imam Hassan alayhi salam addressing Ziyad in the presence of Muawiyah is reported to have said, وَمَا أَنْتَ يَا زِيَادْ وَقُرَيْشَ O Ziyad, what relation do you have with Quraysh? لَا أَعْرِفُ لَكَ فِيهَا أَدِيمًا صَحِيحًا وَلَا فَرْعًا نَابِتًا I do not know that you have with them a legal origin, a growing branch. وَلَا قَدِيمًا ثَابِتًا وَلَا مَنْبَةً كَرِيمًا I do not know that you have with them a firm step or a noble source. And Imam continues, بَلْ كَانَتْ أُمُّكَ بَغِيًّا تُدَاوِلُهَا رِجَالُ قُرَيْشِ وَفُجَّارُ الْعَرَبِ فَلَمَّا وُلِدْتَ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ لَكَ الْعَرَبُ وَالِدًا فَادَّعَاكَ هَذَا And this is really interesting. Imam tells him, Your father was unknown, فَادَّعَاكَ هَذَا Muawiyah was present at that time in that gathering. And Imam says that thereafter this one, pointing to Muawiyah, he claimed you as his brother after the death of his father. So Imam tells him, You have no pride. Sufficient for you is Sumayya, and sufficient for us is Allah's apostle and my father, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the doyen of the believers.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, this Ziyad was known to be one of the tyrants who committed so many atrocities against the lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam during his lifetime. In the beginning, Imam Ali alayhi salam, during his caliphate, chose him as his governor in Fars, and he was warned by Imam alayhi salam to beware of the deception of Muawiyah, but it seems he took things pretty lightly. Afterwards, he was subdued by the guile of Muawiyah, and he was overturned in his loyalty to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah placed him as his governor in Kufa and Basra, where he began slaying and torturing the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. History records that he killed 100,000 Shias of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In a letter to Muawiyah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam enumerates some of his atrocities and says, Imam tells Muawiyah, ثم سلطه على العراقين فقطع أيدي المسلمين. Thereafter you made him, Imam is referring to Ziyad, you made him dominate al-Iraqain, Imam says, Kufa and Basra, and he severed the hands of faithful. Imam continues, he crucified them under trunks of date palms. It is as if you are not from this Islamic nation, and the nation is alien to you. أَوَلَسْتَ صَاحِبُ الْحَضْرَمِيِّينَ الَّذِينَ كَتَبَ إِلَيْكَ إِبْنُ سُمَيَّةَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى دِينِ عَلِيٍ. Were you not responsible for the Hadhramis from Yemen, about whom the son of Sumayyah wrote to you, and he said that they are the followers of religion of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and you wrote to him back and told him to kill whosoever is in the religion and opinion of Ali alayhi salam. This, dear listeners, is only a part of what Imam Hussein alayhi salam says to Muawiyah in a letter. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي
ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
We who are his followers, Imam Hussein's followers, and by order of Hazrat Sajjad, peace be upon him, and recommendation of other infallible Imams, arrange these sustained morning sessions, have the problem. We face tyranny in this regime. We face the cruelty of the oppressors, but we maintain the event of Karbala. Our preachers kept the event of Karbala alive. They kept alive the issue of the resistance of a small group, but with immense faith vis-a-vis the powerful but arrogant regime.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program, in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and